This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith is collected by Abu Dawood, and hadith originally is taken from Sahih Muslim. I mean, Asruhu fil Bukhari, the origin of the hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. Asruhu fil Muslim, fi Muslim. Wazad, Imam Muslim Zad, kanat inda Aisha. Actually, that cloth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be with Aisha. Hatta qubidat, until the time she died. She died in Medina, and at the time Abu Huraira was the governor. From poverty, he was saying, there used to be a time I'm the governor of Medina. Really amazing. Look at how Allah SWT is making things. He was the governor of Medina. Aisha died at that moment, and he was the one who prayed for her, for her janazah. Radiallahu anhu. Kanat inda Aisha hatta qubidat, until she died. فَقَبَضْتُهَا Asma said, I took it from her. وَكَانَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمَ يَلْبَسُهَا The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to wait. فَنَحْنُ نَلْبَسُهَا لِلْمَرْضَى يُشْتَفَى بِهَا She said, we used to give it to the sick people, they wait so that they can get shifa. That's only with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. No wali can claim this, because they didn't do it with the greatest wali that ever exists after the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was that? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. We believe he's in Jannah, and he is the best person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created after all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah. He's the next. And this wali, which no wali amongst our awliya can claim wilaya like his, not even like his, like any, the lowest amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot reach them at all. No matter how much you try, you cannot reach them. Their iman is different. Different type of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhu wa radwan. That's enough. When did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhu, in the way he said it to them? He praised them, and he put us also in Surah Al-Tawbah. Taba'an. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضْوَانٍ What is the ihsan? The ihsan is to praise them, to love them, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate their ranks. That's the ihsan. That's why Imam Malik said, Shia cannot be included in this, because they hate them and they curse them. So they can't be included in these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they did not follow the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with ihsan. That's why if fight comes, we don't give them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ And then, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And those people, they are not like this. They cursed the companions and they took them out of Islam. Look at Qillat Adam. Someone brought Islam to you, because of him you're Muslim. Or else you're a long time ago, you and your likeness there in hell. They brought Islam to you and you receive Islam by having them losing their blood, losing their life. They lost their life so that you can survive. And they don't mind to lose their life so that the religion can reach you. But look at the compensation. They come and curse the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi min Allahi ma astahiqu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. Allah guide them. Because it's too dangerous when the ummah start criticizing the companions of their Prophet. That's mean there is no good in us. Wallahi, those people, they are greater, way greater than our parents. Nobody did something to you more than the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I still remember something that they used to mention about one of them who reached a position and look at his companions who are the warriors, the fighters trying to make sure that Islam reach everywhere. And look at them, he says, I can't see any sign of life beyond this. So I think life ends here. So let's go back. Our mission is accomplished. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, they know that Medina is the best place for somebody to stay in. He says, "Tuftahu al-Sham, Tuftahu al-Yaman, Tuftahu al-Bilad," and the people will keep on inviting each other. Al-Rajul yad'u ibn ammihi wa qaribihi wa ashiratihi, yaqul lahum halummu ila al-Rakha. You will see a person inviting his family, all of them, telling them, come to prosperity, come to good and excellent life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wal madinatu khayrun lahum law kanu ya'lamun. And Medina is better for them if they know. They're inviting each other to leave Medina, and he says at that moment Medina is better for them if they know. He says, if you're patient, I'm going to be your shafir in the hereafter. The compensation of someone who is patient in staying in Medina is Jannah bi-idhnillah. But look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They kept on running out of Medina, knowing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. They know it. But they kept on rushing, going out of Medina. Until the time Umar set up a law that nobody is allowed to go out of Medina. He says, you're going out of Medina and then the Medina will remain without companion. What is this? He told them, no, you stay. And each and every one of them was saying, and he told Abu Bakr, stop them. Abu Bakr said, no. They are looking for shahada fi sabilillah and to do jihad and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never stop them. When Umar comes, said, no, it doesn't work with me. They have to stay. But they used to go out for what? They love to stay in Medina, but they sacrifice that right so that people like us can get the religion. Wallahi, because of the effort, these classes that we're having nowadays got their place to maintain and to remain in here. We're all Muslim, we're inviting each other, and we are inviting the world also to accept the truth because of the efforts of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But look at the compensation we are giving them. We have someone among us who can open his mouth without being shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and curse one of them. Not even one of them. He will open their mouth and talk about the best person, who is Abu Bakr, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the remainder of the prophets. That's why they will never succeed. Nobody ever succeeded among them, and they will. You cannot curse a companion and succeed in life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Those are the real awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to the truth. Otherwise, you will see nothing that can be similar to them except the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Because I'm telling you, animal in your house when you are good to him, it will respect you, at the same time it is harming others. When you are kind to an animal, it will be kind to you also. Everyone knows this. Who is the most kindest person to us? Companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we cannot be kind to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. It is a very dangerous position that these people are putting themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring them back to the truth. So what I want from that issue is Abu Bakr being the best. They never did that to him. There was no narration whereby Abu Bakr spit and those people jumped on top of his saliva and everyone is taking and eating and taking barakah. And nowadays we see faking. A woman came to a place and people, they kept on bringing their kids and she kept on spitting on them and there. Allahumma sa'ani. They're looking for barakah. Which barakah is this? Which barakah? We cannot be better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion, he was the only one when he spit. They will take the saliva, they will put it in their body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them because of it. he called someone to shave his hair. That's Muhammad alone. They never did it with Abu Bakr or Umar or anybody else. Even amongst the family of the Prophet ﷺ, they never took somebody like this. This is what history and authentic narration said. I never come across even weak narration saying something else. But let us stay with the authentic one. Even the weak one, I never saw weak one saying this. Even fabricated one, I never saw fabricated one. But fabrication is on. Every day someone can eat his fake food and sit down in the house and write one hadith. Allahumma sta'an. So they never did that with anyone. They did it with the Prophet. He was sitting down one day, he asked someone to come and shave his hair. The man came, and the Prophet ﷺ took the hair. Sometimes the hair of the Prophet ﷺ goes up to the shoulder. So he collected the hair, and he said, someone cut. So he cut. He called, I'm not mistaken, either Talha or Abu Talha. He said, take it, free of charge. They took it back to the house, and they saved it. Not the one you found in Turkey. You find the sword and you find the Khatam al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama yuqalam. Someone said, this is common precedent. He said, no, wait a minute. In Islam, you cannot wear gold. But this Khatam that they said with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from gold. Khatam you're talking about then? Which Prophet then? Prophet's one is from silver. It's not gold, but the one that is shown is from gold. Why did they say it then? So this one confirmed is not the one. But the pieces of the hair, they said it's part of his hair. Wallahu alam. But don't you ever go and take that piece of hair and put in the water and drink, looking for shifa. You might drink the hair of some common person and drink all of those diseases and deaths and everything, and get more problem than getting shifa. You get it? So they used to put the hair in the house whenever someone comes, if he's having fever, they put it in the water, he would drink, that's it. Why? Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the thing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of the Prophet himself, no, it's Allah put it in that place. They mentioned one of the battles, Wallahu alam, that a person came, he was fighting, mashallah. Getting the enemies until the time at the end of the day they cut his eyes. They said only one vein was holding it, the eyes was down like this. He was doing like this. So the companions told him, shall we just let us just cut it for you? He says, no, I want the Prophet to see it like that. They went to the Prophet according to it took it, put it back. That part of the history says the companion used to say that I even forgot which one was affected in. If this is story of the history says that. And the Iraqi says what about history? وَلِيَعْلَمُ الطَّالِبُ أَنَّ السِّيَرَ تَجْمَعُ مَا صَحَّ وَمَا قَدْ نُكِرَ وَالْقَصْدُ ذِكْرُ مَا أَتَى أَهْلُ السِّيَرَ بِهِ وَإِنْ إِسْنَادُهُ لَمْ يُعْتَبَرَ وَلِيَعْلَمِ الطَّالِبُ أَنَّ السِّيَرَ تَجْمَعُ مَا صَحَّ وَمَا قَدْ نُكِرَ الْقَصْدُ ذِكْرُ مَا أَتَى أَهْلُ السِّيَرَ بِهِ وَإِنْ إِسْنَادُهُ لَمْ يُعْتَبَرَ. So sometimes history takes everything. What is authentic? So the issue is to compile what is said in the history. They mentioned this. So if you're not satisfied by this, look at the issue of Ali radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was badly ill, he was suffering from the eyes, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make dua on the eyes. He says, I used to see better than this, more than the one that is not affected. He wished that both were affected, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make dua for them. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the ayah in him, not in somebody else. So those things that used to be used by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout the life of those things until they got disappeared, we don't know whether those things that are shown to us were the real things that were kept by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam or something else. Allahu a'lam. You get it? But this is what they used to do. So I really want us to understand it properly so that nobody can come and misuse it and say, yes, barakah is supported by the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this shows karamat al-awliya. No, this is mu'jiza min mu'jizat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayah min ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody can share the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. So they used to do this. Whenever someone got ill, they would give him the dress of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would put it and then he would become okay. Alhamdulillah. Get it? So if you can find it, be on him. Keep one hair in your house. Open a clinic. And then everyone comes confounded. Just give him a drink and then khalas, no more fever, maybe throughout his life. Wallahi, you will hear amazing things during time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the companions. When some of them got something, it just comes like this by mistake. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will do something to them. And then khalas. No more, they will never get the problem like this forever. That's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He chases away a jinn from a person, and that's it. It was gone. Took him away, the jinn never came back again. How many times you do ruqyah for a person? We do ruqyah for a person. At the moment you're doing the ruqyah, the jinn will get scared and run away. As soon as you left him, he will come back again. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to leave the place, he went never to return back. That boy used to be one of the best people in Medina. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So karama of awliya exists. We believe in this. This is the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah. The mu'jiza, little mu'jiza that take place in the hand of one of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they call it karama. Some people think that Ahl Sunnah, they don't believe in karama. No, we believe that it's karamat. But not in the way we are selling the karamat. Something happened to me, then I will come out, I say, MashaAllah, wali min awliya Allah. Ana yani. And then I will make it business. You understand? I will make it business. This is what happened. When something happened, then I will just come out and tell the story. Okay, you guys, you have to know that I'm wali from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you need something, just let me know. And most of those people, I'm telling you, are magicians. They're using magic to get those needs of the people, so you will think that they are getting it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they read Quran in front of you, but in reality they are not doing anything. That's why Imam Shafi'i said, when you see someone flying in the air and you see someone walking in the water, don't trust him until you bring all of his affairs and put them in the scale of Sharia first. If he is a good and righteous person, yes, then this is karama. But if he is wrong person, if someone who is a fake wali, then this is not karama. So what can you do to stop him? Simple. Just go to him when he is in that place. You understand? And just say, Ashhadu an la ilaha. Mention the name of Allah. Any of those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan that is carrying him will run away. And then he will see Ajahim. One of the righteous scholars who is in charge of magicians, he went to some of those fake awliya shayateen, and they were flying in there. He says it's just like amazing. He was the one who was telling the stories. Very funny game. He said one of them went. That was a debate. So he went up. And then I forgot what he says. I think A'uzu billahi min shaitan rajim, or Qul A'uzu bi rabbil falak, or bi rabbin nas. One of those things that shayateen really hates. And he said, I just recited that. The guy fell down. Another one said, let me try. He went also, I recited, fell down. Another one went. The moment one of them get up, I recite Quran, he will get down. Because shaitan will run away and leave him. And this is the problem with shayateen. When they get into trouble, they will leave you alone. Look at shaitan. What did he tell them during the battle of Badr? He ran away. And the guy was there was with him. He says, where are you going? And look at how much honest is shaitan in that moment. He says, "Inni ara ma la tarun." I can see what you cannot see. "Inni akhafu Allah." He says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, he knows. He saw Jibreel arranging the angels and telling them, فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاكِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَاكِ. So who's he going to fight? Angels, he knows that the result is too bad. Yani. That's why he ran away and told Abu Jahl and his likeness, see you then in hell. So they got their final destination in that place, that shaitan. When they get into trouble, they will bring you to the place. That's why Allah SWT says, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ نِكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرْ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah musta'an. Look at, he told him, أُكْفُرْ, and the guy accept kufr. He says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ. You know the story of that guy, right? He told him, أُكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ, make sujood for me. 100% I'm going to help you. He made the sujood. He said, come on. You make sujood to someone other than Allah. I am not with you. I fear Allah. And he ran away. At the moment, he knows that the guy cannot come back again. He will be executed. He lost his life, lost everything. That's what shaitan does. That's what Allah SWT says, لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Don't you ever follow the footsteps of shaitan. So all you have to do when you're faced by those fake people who are calling themselves awliya, but in reality they're magician, just recite some part of the book of Allah, especially Surah Al-Baqarah, you will see amazing things. But then do it with someone who is cutting himself in the machine, putting himself in that place. And this one, he will cut himself in reality. That's why sometimes they will never give you the knife to do it. They do it by themselves. Tell him, okay, brother, give me the nail, I'll put it on your head. They will not accept. So in reality, you will see it going here, but it goes from here. So the magic is in your eyes. So Imam Shafi said, don't trust anyone. So we believe in karama, it exists. But not in the way people, they're selling their karamat, they're doing business. Just because something took place, and I'm telling you, most of them, if not all of them, they're lying. I mean, nothing happened actually in the hand at all. It is just the deception of shayateen, and they make it like karama, real karama. You get it? So we have to be very careful, but we believe that karama of awliya exists. Some companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were holding a piece of sand. It says, Subhanallah. Some of them were eating food. The food make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They heard this. Ibn Kathir mentioned a story, very amazing story with Ala al-Hadrami in his Bidayah wa Nihaya. They were going to fight Bahrain, and they don't have ships, they don't have anything. He says, none of them, after they were stopped by the sea, they didn't know what to do. So Ala al-Hadrami, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them, Alhamdulillah, he told them, I'm going to talk to the sea. And he talked to the sea. He says, you're moving by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are moving by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing what you're doing because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do. And we also, Allah commanded us to go and fight. So let us work on you. Sheikh Atiya Mahmud Salim, when he was talking about this in his lecture about Sirah, he says, every miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave another prophet, he gives Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either similar to it or something greater. And he wrote this story. Ibn Kathir said, it is a fact that none of them was in a state of need to take off his shoes. He spoke to the sea, and he told people, Ala barakatillah, let's move. They walk on the sea until the other side of the sea. The riders, they use their horses. The people who had nothing to ride, they walk in the way they are. They do not need to remove their shoes. They walk in the way they are and they cross it. And he said, when he dies, they buried him in a place, and the people of that place, they came to them. They told them, who is this person that you put in this place? They told them, this is one of our brothers. They said, is he important to you? They said, yes, he's important. The most important person to us, Yani. He's our leader. They said, no, we advise you to take him out of this place. He told them, why? They said, no, because normally we realize that whenever we bury someone in this place, we will come tomorrow and see the guy out of the grave. The earth in this place never accept human being at all. That's according to the story. The earth according to them, accepted anyone in that to be buried in that place at all. So they told him, we really advise you to remove him. Sheikh Atiya said, these are the people that Allah SWT showed them what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about a good believer that Allah SWT is making his qabr madd al-basar. This is what is authentically mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they said when they told them this, they trusted them. They went back immediately to the grave. They dug it. They brought him out. They were trying to bring him out. They said they saw something very amazing. They were the one who made it, but they saw it very big. Sheikh Atiyah said Allah SWT showed them. This ayah was in their hand. They see it with their own eyes how Allah SWT expanded the grave. It became one big hole for him. So it's not like small thing in the way they kept it. So now it is with the wali from awliya of Allah SWT, the real ones. And that was the reason why they did not remove him. Because they were the one who brought him out by themselves. So they kept him in this place and the earth did not spell him out yet. So those are the real awliya of Allah SWT. We have many, 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 many. Two companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night. And this is a very authentic story. They left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night. So they're walking back to their house. And then at that night, it was extremely dark. They cannot see in front of them. So they don't know where to go. You get it? So they're holding sticks in their hand. The stick of one of them became light. MashaAllah. What is this? Karama, from the Karamat al-Awliya. We believe in that because it is authentically narrated to us. There's a real karama. But did any one of them, did we see that companion coming out saying to the people, MashaAllah, you guys, you're very low in your iman, look at my stick. Or trying to wake up people, please wake up and see how much Allah SWT loved me. He makes this for me. You have to respect me more. In the way our own people are doing nowadays. They did not. So they kept on going until they reached the junction whereby they have to be separated. So now what to do? It is only one stick that got the light in. As soon as they reached the place, the stick of the other one also became light. He went to his house and the other guy also went to his house. These are the real karamat that Allah SWT put in the hand of those companions. And you have to know, any mu'jizah that you see in the hand of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any person in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it goes straightforward to who? To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's respect and love from Allah SWT that He's putting that in the hand of one of us. So this is how we should understand karamat. We believe in them. Allah Al-Ka'i has a book about sharh Usul al-Iman, something like this. But the last part of volume 9 of the book is about Karamatul Awliya with Asanid. He'll bring you what Karama means. And the first thing he defined, what Karama means according to the Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, what is Karama and how does it happen and how we're supposed to believe in it. May Allah SWT guide those fake people who are calling themselves Awliya, because the real Wali will never come out and tell people that he is Wali. Normally, even if they see the karamat, they will hide it. They will not let people see it. Allahu alam.